Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Keeping it to MLS here, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW. They are bilingual. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. And also remind you, subscribe to the podcast of Soccer Matters, both here and in Austin on Spotify, Apple, and Google. All right. Speaking of Austin, where I have a show on the horn, since we know that coming up soon, the Dynamo will take on Austin FC again, want to take you into some Austin FC talk. My next guest, Michael LaHood, played in Major League Soccer, has been an analyst for Austin FC. He joins me now. Michael, thank you, as always, for coming on the show. It's great to catch up.
Glenn, it's been too long. It feels good to be on the show again.
All right. We're going to get into some good conversation here and go deep on Austin FC. So let's just start with this. We all knew this was going to be a different year, right? I mean, last year, the bar, miraculous bar set. The comebacks, the quality of play, the Driussi MVP performance of the year. Now you get you reap the benefits of success. You're in CONCACAF Champions League. You don't get a good start. Maybe just take me into your perception of how this season started and maybe tie it into where the team is now.
What a difference a year makes. It's the old cliche of sports. It's the old cliche of football or soccer, whichever one you call it. I think I've had a bit of an influence from the UEFA Champions League that we were talking about over the recent weekend. But this is an Austin FC team that is earning the best game from each team. It's what you get when you've gone and you did what you did last year in getting to a Western Conference Championship. But if you look at the makeup of how they did it towards the end, it was through comebacks. It was through grinding out results. And too often, I think it was going behind a goal. When you look at the playoffs, the Real Salt Lake game, they're down 2-0. And if it wasn't for Sebastian Driussi heroics, yet again, putting the S on his chest to get the team out of a hole and a handball laid on Brad Stuver coming up, then maybe this fabled tale of last year stops a few games short. But they did the business last year. Now this is this year. What I've seen a difference in is a change of formation. Last year was a 4-2-3-1 or 4-3-3. And when you came into the first game of the seasons, you had this 4-3-3 back three sort of hybrid thing where it turns into a 3-5-2. And it seems like there's a bit of confusion with the team and players still figuring out where their best fit is in this new system that Josh Wolf has implemented. I'd like to see them get back to what they did last year, which is the predictability of, you know, Driussi is going to be in the midfield in that 4-3-3 on the left. Alex Ring has played center back more than he's played midfield. That has been a massive influence on the team in terms of not being as dynamic going forward as well.
So injuries obviously have played a part. Individual performance, I think we have to go there. The press and things like that don't seem as sharp to me. They don't seem as collective. They don't seem as sharp to me. It's a 4-1 loss to Sporting. 12th out of 14th in the West, yet you're only 1 point out of the playoff spot. Okay, this is Major League Soccer. You got a lot of time to fix things. Are you buying into this whole thing of the accountability of Josh Wolf to what you just said about tactics and the hashtag Josh Wolf out, like, you know, all the fans are saying, which, by the way, they said in year one.
Yeah, I think it's too early for that. The team is not rooted at the bottom of Major League Soccer. And you've been in this business. You've seen it. I've seen it as a player. Is in Major League Soccer, it's the summer months where you really have to start kicking on. If you're not getting results and it's late July or early August or late August, then the panic buttons can really start. But one win, as long as you keep yourself competitive and you're Austin FC, keeping yourself competitive in that playoff zone and then hopefully you kick into form to finish the last 2 months. I think that could be recipes for success. But the inconsistencies, that's what worries me this season. You've had some positive results. The big win in Seattle comes to mind. Yasi Zardes is coming off the mark, getting him going. And that happened with Sebastian Driussi on the sidelines with the injuries. And I go back to some of the depth and depth strength in numbers that was so heralded last year, the likes of a Musa Gite. I think his absence is being very noticed and notable in the Austin FC ranks and in the attack right now. A player that I wish would have stayed and for personal reason isn't with the team. But all can be righted when you look at the schedule ahead. Two rivalry matches against the likes of FC Dallas and Houston Dynamo FC, who you know very well. They haven't gotten it right so far against rivals, but no better games than to get results against rivals. You don't even have to get the win. Just get results. Be a difficult team to play against, and I think that can spark some confidence.
Talking to Michael LaHood, former Major League Soccer player here on the Horn in Austin, Texas, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, I want to go over just individual performance, because I think there's a lot to bite off here. First of all, Diego Fagundes is a shadow of what he was last year. I mean, he was one of the best attacking players in Major League Soccer. What seems to be going on there? I've heard a ton of things. Lack of fitness coming in preseason, something between him and the coach, Josh Wolf. What do you think the problem is here? Because he was the perfect foil to Sebastian Driussi.
I think it's a mentality shift that I've seen, and I've seen a physical change in Diego's body, and that's going to happen any given year where it's so hard to maintain that physical shape that you have. Diego was one of the fittest players on the team last year, and something a lot of people didn't give him credit for. He covered a lot of ground. He's a tireless worker. And this year, it reminded me more of the Diego Fagundes that came into Austin in 2021. He wasn't an out-and-out starter up until he scored that goal, now heralded as Den Verde, where Diego Fagundes scored the first goal in club history. And it was Thomas Pochettino not being able to start. Remember him? That seems like years ago. But Thomas Pochettino not being able to start opened the door for Fagundes to really kickstart his Austin career. This season, with the new formation shift, injury problems, mental kind of, I don't even know the right word for it, but mentally, I think that's a big difference that I've seen from him. As a player, if you're not mentally there playing with that same chip on your shoulder that he brought from New England, I played against Diego early in his career, played against him when he was pissed off. That is Diego Fagundes, who wants to prove a point in Major League Soccer. That's the type of player that you need back for Austin FC.
So let me ask you this, Michael, you know, because we go over this with a fine tooth comb, and we know this is not a singular problem. There's multiple things going on here with injury, loss of certain players, motivation. I go back to last year. Things were so good. I mean, it was a dream world. Sellout crowds, the adulation, the love of the fans, going back and forth between the players, the success on the field, the results, the quality of the goals. And we all know that when those types of magical seasons occur, there are a lot of people that will then the next year, well, they might want more from the organization. Their motivation may wane a little bit, and that thing called human ego takes over. Is that potentially a part of the mentality of some of the players now after last year, and maybe losing a bit of that motivation and hunger, which you just mentioned?
I don't know. It's so hard to tell. In talking with some of the players and a lot of the guys, a lot of the character guys, that passion to right the wrongs of what's happened this year is still there. You hear it in your voice. But what I've seen that is a concern is the consistency in action. Last season in 2022, there was motivation from the group and from the team and from your leaders to make a statement. I remember that, you know, the lamented MLS rankings that became, you know, Twitter bait, if you will, where Josh Wolf and his staff, they posted up, hey, here's what all the writers, here's what all the doubters, and the team was so inspired to be proving all the naysayers wrong. And that takes you a long way.
But do you really have to be motivated by Twitter? You're a professional athlete, you know?
And it's the Glenn, it's the modern day of sports.
All right. Am I showing my age here? I'm showing my age, huh, Michael?
No, it's the modern day of sports. I remember
we had nobody writing about us when we played, so it doesn't really matter. We had to jump out of a tree naked to get attention.
No, but a lot of times now, players, the first thing they do is go to Twitter. It's just the generation that we live in. It's the exposure of things. When things are going great, people love you. When things are going wrong.
Well, all right. You brought something good up, Michael, and we're talking to Michael LaHood. Consistency of performance. Here's the ones that I think have been consistent, and you either add to or delete to my list. Brad Stuver, Danny Pereira, John Gallagher, Nick Lima. Outside of this group, am I missing anybody? These are the players to me that have been dependable, that you know what you're getting game in and game out. And I don't think I put too many others in that category right now.
I'd add one more. And it took him a while to get going, but I've been impressed with Adam Lundqvist and a former Houston Dynamo FC player that you know. He started to settle in, and when you saw Austin FC start to get a couple of results, I think of not just in Seattle, but him at home win in Toronto, it was him getting to the end line and whipping crosses in. That's something that this Austin FC team, with Giassi Zardes coming in, that they're doing much more of that they didn't do last year. It's getting wingbacks to the byline and looking for service. They're not the biggest team in Major League Soccer. You don't have a Kai Kamara when he was at the Columbus Crew or some of the big target strikers in Major League Soccer that you can whip in the ball to and they'll finish with their head. They were more cutting the ball back for a trailing run of Driussi or Fagundes getting in a good spot or Maxi Ruti poaching something in inside the six. And now they've had to adapt. But Lundqvist, his play in getting forward and getting crosses in, that's been an asset to the team.
Talking to Michael LaHood here, we're talking about Austin FC, and they've got two games with FC Dallas and Houston Dynamo coming up. And as you mentioned, those would be great games to kind of produce something special and maybe change your season, which we look at Major League Soccer in three phases, the beginning of the year, those summer months where you can potentially make some moves, and then the final denouement in the fall where you make your run for the playoffs. But nobody's ever out of it until 2 weeks, 3 weeks left in the season. So We go with that. So look, Alan Pulido and Sporting Kansas City, and I'm just going to make a point here. Pulido is back, healthy, scoring goals, a part of it, finishing. He is your designated player. And again, we go to the importance of the performance of the designated player. They have to be the person or the players that separate your teams. And I'm not sure Austin FC is getting that out of Rigoni, although he has been a little bit more active as of late. Kobe Jones said on the broadcast, well, you got to give him time to adjust. I think he's had enough time to adjust, don't you?
I think it's getting to that threshold of enough time. Rigoni is showing flashes. He's a two-footed player, and I've seen him have more success actually playing on the left-hand side of that front three than on the right-hand side. I think when he gets to the right, it becomes a bit one-dimensional. When he's on the left, he can go either way. He can go left or right. There was this hope and belief that he's starting to figure it out when he gets that first goal, when he then gets that first assist, and it's looking promising. But I think sometimes the pressure of delivering at home, when you are affiliated with a Sebastian Driussi, Driussi came in and just lit the house on fire. It only took Driussi only a handful of games to get that first assist and then the first goal, even in a difficult 21 season. So that raises the bar of expectation of, hey, this is going to be the next Sebastian Driussi. It doesn't really help your cause when you're Argentinian as well and you're on the national team. Mind you, the defending world champs who recently won the World Cup and you played with the likes of a Messi. So the expectation was going to be paramount. For Emiliano Rigoni, this is his first full preseason and first full season. I think this is a guy who would have benefited being on the team last year and coming in at the start of last year because Austin FC, the player who they don't have, who I think is their most important player, the true leader of the team, Ruben Gabrielsen.
That's I'm glad you got to him because that was my next question. Oh, carry on with Gabrielsen. Huge loss.
Oh, man, Glenn. This was a guy that had the most important thing that you need, not just in a backline leader, but in just a leader in your squad, presence. He had presence of personality, presence of mind, and presence of leadership. The moments I would see him having conversations with Driussi in the locker room last year, having conversations with an Alex Ring, you really had a grasp of it was this triumvirate of those three. Driussi doing it by example on the offensive end, Alex Ring doing it in the midfield and being the figurehead, and Ruben Gabrielsen being that spiritual, almost emotional leader for the team. And in difficult places to play, He was the player that I saw come to life on the road, going to a place like Kansas City. He relished the challenge of playing against some of the best strikers in Major League Soccer. I think that void, you're starting to notice it this season.
Well, you make a great point, and that was my very next question, and you led yourself into it beautifully there, because just such a presence, composed, that sort of European feel of nothing is going to awe me or knock me off emotionally or mentally. And then with all the injuries at the back this year, you know, and I'm thinking of the types of goals that were scored off set pieces against Sporting Kansas City. Boy, a player that was missed. I'm so glad you brought that up. Well, look, we could go on here, but we're going to have to take a break. We really appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again, Michael, real soon. Thanks for your insight on Austin FC.
Thanks for having me, Glenn. Looking forward to doing it again soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.